From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is the Douglas Aster. Several asters live in our area. The most common is the Douglas Aster, also called Michaelmas Daisy, which flowers midsummer into fall. It was named for David Douglas, an early 19th century botanist who collected plants on several visits to the Pacific Northwest. Its flowers are clustered at the top of stems, lavender with yellow centers. They are several dozen or more atop each stem, 2 to 4 feet tall. Most native plants are done flowering by late summer, so the long and late flowering cycle of the Douglas aster makes it an important pollinator plant, providing nectar, sugar, and pollen, proteins, to visiting insects. Seed heads persist into winter, though seeds disperse by mid to late fall. Late summer insects on this aster include bumblebees and purplish copper butterflies. Douglas aster is common in marshes, including salt marshes, along rivers and along the coast in low land moist soils. In salt marshes, it grows with stream bank clover, seawatch, cow parsnip, and silverweed. In the dunes, it is often seen with slough sedge and water parsley. In the garden, this aster has vigorous underground stems and runs around, rarely staying anywhere near where it was planted. In the wild, this growth habit means it intergrows with other perennial grasses, rushes, and sedges, casting a lovely purple haze among shades of greens, golds, and browns as plants dry down in late summer. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.